ABC News Radio.
So what this group has done is been able to show a whole series of different ways that you can connect up electronic devices to make them work better in flexible forms and on your skin. And the key thing that they've done is be able to show how they can make those electronics compatible with being stretched and flexed and bent and in contact with your skin. And probably the best example is with the battery components. And when you look at normal batteries, they're big and rigid. And making them flexible and being able to stretch without breaking is a big challenge. And so that's what they've shown, how to put those together and make them still work while you stretch and bend them.
So we're talking about technology so thin that it can be applied to the skin like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, and within the battery or within the electronic device, they've increased the surface area of all the parts by using components that are structured on the nanometer scale. And that, for example, means they can get more energy density in there, so your battery will last longer, it will have more power. But when you put more power into something like that, you run the risk of, if it breaks, it can be catastrophic. And, you know, we've seen the fires with hoverboards and things like that with pretty cheap lithium batteries, and you wouldn't want to have a fire on your hand. So what you've got to be able to do is build the battery in such a way so that it can't break and it can't explode, so that you can get more power but in a safe way that's in contact with your skin.
And would it work similarly to, like, smartwatches and fitness trackers that you might wear on your wrist?
Yeah, I mean, they're the early stage devices that are commercially available now. But the thing that's holding back a lot of functionality in those is their size and shape, and importantly, again, the battery. You can only do so much with a queen size battery that's in an existing watch, and you don't want a really big bulky screen with a big piece of glass on the front of it. So making screens thinner, making the electronics inside them thinner and flexible, and making the batteries thinner and flexible enables those devices to do a whole lot more things for us.
And by talking flexible with the battery, it can be recharged wirelessly, I understand.
Yeah, you can build all those things in, and then you don't have a bulky plug on the end that you need to connect up to an ever-changing adapter or something like that. Just move it within range of a wireless power transmitter, and that recharges.
So there's lots of obvious kind of uses for this, but what are some of the ways this sort of technology could be used?
So the existing work that fitness trackers do is great, you know, telling you to stand up and how many steps you've done. But taking that further and directly sensing things like, you know, looking at your heart constantly through the day, there's been examples of people, you know, they're using smartwatches already and it's telling them that maybe they're starting to have a heart attack. Sensing for other biomarkers, like whether it's glucose levels or something like that, would also be really interesting. But then you can go beyond to this whole idea of the Internet of Things, where you're controlling things around you. And, you know, one example that I really like is air conditioning. And, you know, we have these sensors on the walls in our homes that sense the temperature and maybe make the air conditioner perform in relation to that sensor. But if the sensor is directly attached to our body, that could be doing it much more efficiently and using less power. And, you know, you only turn the air conditioner on in the room that you're in, because the air conditioner knows wirelessly you're there and it knows exactly what temperature your body's feeling. So that's a way of using the technology to actually save power, as well as being something that's giving you added convenience.
I understand there could also be military applications with this technology.
There certainly are, and that's has driven a lot of research in this area, and certainly some of the work that my colleagues at CSIRO have done with that in mind. And one of the big challenges for military are they have a lot of stuff that they're carrying, whether it's radios, sensors or radars and things, and they all use batteries. And in conflict zones around the world, there's huge numbers of discarded batteries that people have carried into places, but then they literally just throw them away and leave them there. And so, you know, that's not good for anybody. And having flexible batteries and flexible electronics that weigh less, that they can carry in and carry out, is very attractive to them. So that has definitely funded a lot of the research. And then it goes from there into civilian applications.
And speaking of civilian applications, realistically, how soon could we see this sort of technology on the market?
Well, you know, the smartwatches and things that you have now do some of these things. I've got a smartwatch and I can tell it, talk to my watch, and it opens my door of my house, you know, or turns my lights on, and it does that now. I mean, I'm probably a little bit enthusiastic about adopting these technologies, but you can do them now. And look, the next generation of the watches will be thinner and more flexible. So it will be a gradual thing that these type of electronics will be incorporated into the devices that we're already starting to see. And they're just going to become more functional and then more appealing to more people. I reckon later this year you'll be seeing watches that have curved and very, very thin screens in them.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.